sees a brand new morning since the morning you moved in.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend.
Yes, I'm feeling like a million since I got you living in.
Of a whole with different feelings to evoke.
Huh?
Giving distinction to the role, different players, different strokes. But let me tell you about one thing.
Well, we're back at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh with a WPTF Weekend Gardener, hour number two. It's 9:07. We're at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh. We're in the market shops where I defy you to find some place that smells better than this on a crisp, cool Saturday morning. Rufus, can you think of any place that smells better?
No,
I can't.
No, it's the... Oh, well, and they're just bringing food like crazy over here. We're, good.
I was just remarking that people wouldn't be able to see us know that...
Good morning.
Unless they kind of peeped around because we're being piled up with food. Market Grill, as it'll be onion breath the rest of the day because of Rufus' dogs.
And they do make great. Chris just had a egg and bacon sandwich.
Good.
They make a wonderful hamburger. They're just wonderful.
Yeah. They're such nice people. They're so accommodating.
Yes.
And they just wanted everything to be... Yeah, perfect, just like you want it. So there are a lot of people in here at the, in the market shops that are just like that, 321 Coffee, and the best there is. We have that, and I've mentioned before, we get that wholesale from them at our church. That's a big church. So a lot of people drink 321 Coffee at our church.
Well, that's great. You know, we need to let Ken know. He may want to listen to us all morning, but he might not have time to. He might want to take a break. The golden oregano that he called about is edible, and it said it tastes just like all the other oreganos. So that's good news.
How about that? Now I've heard this gentleman behind you is legendary.
Well, yes, sir. This is my nephew Michael Edmiston. And his son, what is your name, son?
Gunner.
Gunner?
Gunner.
Oh, okay.
Gunter.
Yes, sirree. Well, I'm very proud of both of them.
Well, you should.
You want to
eat? Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead. You are, I believe, taking on the family tradition of law enforcement.
Yes, sir, I did, and I've recently retired within the last year now. Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord you made it through.
It was a long diverse journey,
harrowing experiences. I understand
many.
Yeah. So, who did you serve? What branch?
Wildlife Resource Commission Enforcement Division.
Oh wow!
Wow.
In the Bahama area.
One of the prettiest parts of the state, I think.
Right. Yeah. I actually took an investigator position my last 6 years and was all over the state and out of state. Was with the federal task force.
Oh my goodness. Well, we Rufus and I have done some remote broadcasts with another radio station in Roxborough. They would do these remotes at T.G. Brooks store.
Right, I know exactly where that is.
And we've done several over there. I mean, it's like going back in time, going to Timberlake.
Yeah, we actually went in there this past fall, and got some mineral supplements for our deers.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah, they got everything there. That area, the Bahama area, was the home of Wallace Wade, of Wallace Wade Stadium and coaching fame that won was in the Rose Bowl with Duke back in the 40s and all of that. So he had a cattle farm up in there, and that's a great area for farming and hunting, I guess.
Absolutely.
Michael's had some experience being a gardener because he grew up with a grandfather, his papa, we called him, my daddy. And so, Michael, tell him a little about your gardening experience.
Yeah, please do.
Oh, I'd spend during the summer, I'd go up to our mama and papa's and up in Boone, and, he'd say, let me show you something. He'd walk me down in the basement to the potato bin, and he would grab a hoe. He said, look, boy, does this fit your hands? I'm like, yes, sir, it will.
Yes, sir.
He'd walk me up the hill to the old barn, to the old garden spot, and there I'd go, hoeing rows.
Oh, it's good exercise.
Good time, good time.
Some things,
but
you?
Now, where we live now, we've got 3 acres. It's about pretty much all wooded, and we're back up to a big block of woods and the deer. Unfortunately, I had to put my garden out in containers on the deck.
Yeah.
That's my gardening.
Right.
Now, does the hoe fit your son's hands okay?
He hadn't had that experience yet. I said, we're still, you know, we're having to plant
You're teaching him how to do the containers, right?
Yeah. And that little boy loves
Gunter.
He
That's
loves
great.
Jalapenos. He loves Grim
wow.
Reapers.
Oh, wow.
He's he puts Tony Saturays on ice cream.
He's already a man.
We got Carolina Reaper sauce.
Let him talk. What?
Carol, tell us about your experience.
And your name is Gunter?
Gunner.
What a
Gunner.
Nice name.
Okay. All right.
How about peppers, Gunner?
Well, first, usually we grow some jalapenos and we eat them. It's pretty hot. And then, usually bell peppers.
They're not hot. They're sweet.
And then we put them together and make what are they called?
The what?
Salsa or relish?
We put them together.
Oh, we make like poppers out of them. Put a
little yummy.
And then, some cheese. And
cheese.
It's really good.
Yeah. Good. I'll tell you something I love. I love pepper relish, and it's made out of green peppers and red peppers.
Sounds
and Mr.
Good.
Mike's. Mr. Mike's mother-in-law was at Pittsburgh United Methodist, and they used to have a bazaar, and she made the best pepper relish in the whole world.
She
I
did.
I need to try that.
Yeah,
pepper relish is
It probably
good.
Won't be hot enough for you.
Yeah.
It's not hot at all.
It's good on turnip greens and things like that and cabbage. I love it. So, yeah, you might want to learn how to make pepper relish because nobody's making it much anymore. You know, they don't have bazaars around here like they used to. And so, yeah, that's really a good thing to learn how to make. You could sell it.
I'll try it.
Yeah.
Well, I understand that you have a sister. Now, what is your sister's name and what does she do? Do you like her?
Yeah, she's okay.
Do you have any problems with her or... Is she older or younger?
She's older. She's 18.
Well, then she keeps you straight. You have two mamas, then, don't you?
Yeah.
So how old are you?
I'm 8.
You're 8.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
He's an old 8.
I was 8 when my brother was born, so I know. Mm-hmm.
Well, his mama is trying to tune in to 680 WPTF up in Bahama so he can. So we can hear Gunter. So, Gunter, where do you go to school?
I go to Mangum Elementary.
All right.
All right.
Is that in, that's in Durham County?
Or yeah, it's in Bahama.
Oh, okay.
And what's your favorite subject?
Yeah, what's your favorite subject?
Probably science or history.
Oh,
right.
Very divergent.
Well, about that's
that?
Great.
So what do you think you want to do when you get older?
I want to be a Navy SEAL.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
A Navy SEAL.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, but you like raising your own plants, right? Your peppers and things?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well.
Have you ever been on radio before,
Gunter? No.
Doesn't bother you a bit. Nothing bothers you, does it? Except for your sister?
Yeah, she bothers me a little.
Yeah,
when you got an 18-year-old sister, nothing bothers you.
Well, she's just like looking out for your best interest.
Tell a little bit about where all she got accepted to go to college.
Hey, where's she going to college?
Well, she's may go to Carolina.
Yay.
State.
She got in
DCU. Yeah, ECU.
All right.
Wow.
UNC Charlotte. UNC Wilmington.
Oh, then you're going to be the only child after that.
Oh, man.
And then didn't she get into Mount Olive, too?
Mount Olive.
Yeah, wow. She's got them all spread out there. Let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Mount Olive's a beautiful campus.
Yeah, she don't like the mountains.
Didn't like the mountains, okay.
She didn't like the mountains, Rufus. She didn't get that gene.
We got to reverse that.
Yeah, I think so. I have never met anybody who didn't love Appalachian State University.
I love the mountains.
Oh, no.
I mean, they're just so there's a lot there. Well, I hope she
was the only sibling and had to stray to here, you know.
Right, yeah, absolutely. Well, if your mom can't hear you, hasn't heard you this morning, there is a podcast. It's a whole show. And, you know, if you have Apple Podcasts or, you know, wherever you get a podcast, the Weekend Gardener podcast is there. And it's usually put up later in the morning or early afternoon, and she'll be able to hear you in the 9 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Yeah. So I hope you're up. It's an honor to meet you, sir, and thanks for your service.
You as well.
Because Rufus has had some really good stories about you.
Yeah, well, I'm really proud of you.
He is very proud of you.
As Michael knows, his grandfather and my daddy was a wildlife protector for 32 years. And Michael grew up, son of my brother Paul, on a sort of mini farm. He knows about all kinds of animals. They had miniature donkeys at your grandmother's home.
We've actually branched them out to Durham now. We've got
I didn't know there was such a thing as a miniature donkey.
Oh,
I thought they were
Mediterranean donkeys, but everybody calls them miniatures.
Yeah, they're called miniatures there. They're sweet little
things. Do they help protect your other?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're very protective of cattle.
That's what I've always heard.
You know, I've seen videos where they will actually latch onto a coyote with their mouth and sling it to death.
Wow. Good gracious. Well, there are a lot of coyotes out around your way.
Yeah.
And in my around my way, too.
They become city animals.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, you
dumpster
see them.
Divers.
You see them occasionally. Dumpster divers. How about that?
Have you ever heard of a Rufus dog?
I'm doing good.
Well, there's a hot dog named after your Uncle Rufus.
It is.
And I'm going to give you one to take with you.
There's a sign right down there, as a matter of fact.
You need to go get your picture made on that sign. That's a Rufus dog. And one for you and one for your daddy. You guys are...
He would probably be more interested in what's in these two bags,
uh-oh,
which are freshly made cookies or those. So y'all have at it. Honored to talk to you guys. Thank you so much.
Let me show you what you can do.
We're going to...
Rufus is handing out those Rufus dogs like it's trick-or-treat time, right?
Well,
yeah. I want you to bring Gunner over to the office sometime.
He's a politician, and they're used to handing out patronage, and that's exactly what's going on this morning.
Well, Gunner's a fine young man.
He is, and I hope your wife heard him. If not, there is a podcast y'all can find easily.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you guys.
Yes.
All right, we're gonna take a break and be back with more here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayleigh here, along with Rufus Edmonston and Phil Campbell and Monica Wood, manager of the State Farmers Market. We'll talk to Monica coming up. Back on WPTF. Back on WPTF with the Weekend Gardener, brother Rufus and his some of his families. We determined that Rufus was the great uncle of Gunter. So we're glad to meet Michael and Gunter this morning. 919-860-9783. What was that?
Oh, that was Gunter's great uncle messing around.
Great uncle. I'm sure you're a great uncle.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm going to get to know Gunner better.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He's going to come and probably be a page in my office some summer.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Always need to learn a little bit about the law as you're going to be a Navy SEAL, of course. You know, if you love cardinals in the backyard, check out the new Good Evening Cardinal feeder from Wild Birds Unlimited in Cary and Raleigh. It holds up to a couple of cups or seed and allows you to view your favorite bird from all angles. You can win one or your own very own, along with some special cardinal confetti seed. To win, register at WPTF.com under the contest tab. And thanks to our friends at Wild Birds Unlimited. Miss Monica is with us. So, my goodness, it's extraordinarily cold. I don't know how that has affected the folks down in the market, well, the market shops have been continued going. They have heat, but there's some tough people down under the farmer's sheds.
Yes, there are, and we've got a good selection today. Of course, with the inclement weather, some of them did choose to be closed a few days this week. But today, they're all open, and I was down there just a little bit ago, and they're all getting everything loaded up and or unloaded, should I say, and displayed out so that they can have a good day, hopefully, with some customers coming out to support them and everything they have. Of course, sweet potatoes, apples, greens. You can find all of those at the market right now, as well as firewood. And firewood has definitely been a hot commodity these past few days. That's something you always want to be stocked up on to make sure that you've got what you need and when you need it. And there's some of the folks with firewood that offer delivery. So if you need it delivered, they'll be able to help get it out to you. And also, you don't have to buy a whole truckload. You can just buy a stack or a few pieces, whatever you might need.
Throw some in the trunk.
That's right. And we do also have a lot of other products down there. Honey from a fresh or from a local beekeeper. We have fresh salsa. We have some folks that make these delicious cookies.
The cookie people came up here.
Yes, and someone with hummus and just so many other great things. And we have our little Taste of Winter event series with some guest vendors popping in down in the farmer's building on the weekends right now with local crafts and specialty foods and just so much more. So you never know what's going to be here from week to week. I did see that there's some of our folks coming in with crafts this morning. One farmer that comes in, they raise alpaca. And they make alpaca wool. And
oh,
they
my gosh.
They make blankets and sweaters and things out of the alpaca wool. So that's something that's really unique.
That was really popular, the alpaca sweaters, back in the 60s. Mm-hmm. I mean, Frank Sinatra, the Rat Pack, Dean Martin, wore those sweaters, cardigan sweaters made out of alpaca wool. Very stylish. They were very warm, too, alpaca. Alpacas are interesting-looking animals, too.
Yes.
I heard they'll spit at you. Had one of them spit at me one time.
Well, that was not unusual in your profession, was it?
You dirty, rotten politician, you.
So, on what occasion was that? Was that a...
Well, I was visiting my friend Max Cleveland was holding a political
former
event.
Senator from
in Georgia, and I went down there to visit, and there was an alpaca farm, and I met my first alpacas.
Well,
oh yes, on around Banner Elk. Yes, it's been written up in our state. Right.
Yeah, they're more common than you would think now. How about that? Now, who is driving that contraption there?
That is one of my wonderful maintenance guys there. That's Daniel. And I tell you, without those guys, we would have been in trouble this week because they have really helped with keeping all the snow and ice cleared away, and they've helped keep the market operating and do a wonderful job.
All right. We'll be back coming up here on WPTF. See if we can get Monica a better mic so we can hear her. Here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Okay, we're back. We're handing out food and whatever else we're doing here. Talking about squirrels and hot peppers. Yeah. What a combination.
All of that stuff.
Yeah, and we're at the State Farmers Market. Monica Wood is with us, the manager. And we've got a flaming hot feast. Now, Rufus, you might enjoy this.
He's got something that will deter those little boogers. And I learned something too that I didn't know before, that birds don't have taste buds.
It doesn't bother them. They go ahead.
Yeah. So we've got the man here that can help you with a squirrel problem if you want to feed the birds and keep the squirrels out of it.
There's some seeds and
here he is,
and some peanuts in there. But I don't know how you feel about mealworms, Rufus. you might that might deter actually, you.
People request the mealworms because it just attracts more birds.
Right. Bluebirds love them.
Exactly, yeah. But the brand is the Mr. Bird Seed brand. They're based out of Texas. They're not a North Carolina brand, but the product works, so that's why I like carrying it. And it's what's different from ours than a lot of our competition is we have it's a capsaicin oil. So the oil is in through the product. It's going to adhere to everything. We're a cayenne pepper powder. A lot of our competition is, or a lot of the other alternatives, they're using cayenne pepper powder, and it just doesn't work as well. So I have customers buying this product for me in case quantity. It's the Mr. Bird Flaming Hot Feast, and it works. And I have some product at home that I use. I get woodpeckers. I don't get the pileated, but I get the ladderbacks. I get cardinals. I get the bluebirds.
Man knows his birds.
Yes. Well, I've learned a lot about birds.
I bet you have. And Monica, this is one of your vendors.
It is. It is. This is Mike. He's down at the NC Hammock Company. And he has, as you can see, a lot more things than hammocks. He does the Polly Island furniture, and I'll let you tell them a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we have the Polly's Island branded furniture. It's a North, even though Polly's Island is in South Carolina, it's a North Carolina company over in Greenville. The product comes from the Hammock Source, but they make the hammocks. The Polly's Island hammocks have been around for 100 years. Pretty much the best in the market in terms of what off hammock wise that. Mold-resistant rope, mildew mold-resistant rope. It's a proprietary rope that they designed. Feels very much like a cotton. They use an oak spreader bar, so it's going to be more durable than just like a birch spreader bar that you're getting on Amazon or one of those guys. So you're not replacing it every 2 years. You're replacing it every 10 to 20 years, depending how well you take care of it. And then the furniture, like if you're out at the market, all the furniture in the aisleway is all mine, the rockers, and then all the furniture up at the restaurant as well is our furniture. It's the Polly's Island. It's a HDPE, so it's a plastic furniture, very, very durable. Something that's different for us is we are a lifetime warranty product. So it's a premium brand.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like wood, but
it's got a super easy to clean. You power wash it off in the spring when the pollen comes around, and you're ready to go. So it's we offer a bunch of different stuff. I'm sorry, what was the first name again?
Rufus, former Secretary of State and Attorney General.
He's the one that the famous Rufus dog's named after.
That's right.
Awesome. But Rufus was in a couple weeks ago. The one thing that I saw was lacking out here at the farmer's market was a good hoodie or like a sweatshirt or a t-shirt to kind of let people represent their fandom of the market. He ended up buying one a couple weeks ago and for his wife. And
she's farmer's market.
Awesome.
I think you said it was the best gift she's ever received. And how many how many years of marriage?
She.
Yeah, so yeah, perfect.
And we're going to get one for my nephew if you've got one to fit him.
Yeah. All right.
I do, yes. And then on the bird seed, we do have more stuff than just the hot. We have some woodpecker feed. You're going to get some pileated woodpeckers with that. And then we have, if you like the squirrels, we have some feed that you can feed them with as well. I love the product. It does really well for me. It's right out front of the store. And I have a lot of repeat customers that are brand loyal to the farmer's market that are out here all the time buying from me. So swing on down if you're looking to get rid of those squirrels. So.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks so much.
Make sure you wash your hands after you put
wash your hands. make sure you wash your hands.
Don't touch your eyes. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Thank you so much. Good morning. The Market Bakery has arrived.
Oh, they have, God. And I believe they've brought lots of goodies.
Smell that?
That's all we have smelled this morning. Oh, I mean, it smells like Christmas year-round to me. Does it the same effect with you? I mean, since you worked, and your name is? Riley. Oh, my name's Rayleigh, but not a last name. But at any rate, thank you so much. You brought something y'all are famous for, the cinnamon buns. We only have a minute, but.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Hot
apple
cider.
Well, you show me which ones are cider. Oh.
Oh, Ruth has already claimed it.
Oh, you got it. Okay. No,
Yes. Good stuff.
That's yours. Oh, okay.
And they do the sourdough breads, the cheese bread. That's one of my favorites. And,
cheese bread? I didn't know they had that.
Oh, my gosh. You've got to try it. They have the regular cheese, and they have the jalapeno cheese, the cinnamon bread, and also they do the fresh squeezed orangeades and lemonades, ice cream, and all kinds of good stuff down there. It's the sweet corner of the market.
All right. Well, thank you so much, young lady. Thank you very much. All right. Yes. Well, yeah, I've been buying bread for
cider
a long time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I stole it from Phil.
They got it down pat. Poor Phil.
Oh, and they have the Apple Jacks.
Apple Jacks,
and
yeah.
And the Sweet Potato Jacks.
Sweet Potato Jacks.
Peach.
We'll be back. We're up to our ears in food here at the Farmer's Market.
Yes. Not going
to
go home.
What a good way to be.
All right. We'll be back. All right, we're back on WPTF, the Weekend Gardener. We're at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh, and we are need to apologize to Peggy. She's been waiting a long time to talk. And Peggy, good morning. I do apologize profusely. We've been up to our ears in food and talking about food and what. How you want to talk about nematodes of all things? We haven't talked about nematodes in a while. You know, they have at NC State, they have specialists. Called nematologists, they can wreak a little havoc. How can we help you this morning with the nematodes, Peggy?
Well, the first thing I want to tell you is congratulations on the 40 years of Weekend Gardener.
It's been quite a ride, I'll tell you that.
Enjoyed Ashton Neighbor also years ago.
I was the last host of that. I ran it right into the ground.
No, you didn't. We loved it.
Yeah, it was good, but long good tradition of happy folksy shows on WPTF that I have been involved with, and I'm very, very thankful that I just happened to be working on Saturday mornings, and John Harris. I'm sorry that he retired, but it was a blessing for me because I got to be a part of this. So thank you very much.
Well, during the summer, I don't listen to you because I'm a little bit over the hill, and I work early in the morning when it's cool and late in the afternoon. So when you own on Saturday mornings during the summer, I'm in my garden.
Oh, wow, that's great.
I raised my tomatoes next to the house in a raised bed where people usually plant flowers.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
I can keep my tomatoes watered and my sweet pepper all watered if I have it close to the house. And I've got nematode there, and I had been told to get all the dirt out and put new dirt in, but I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So I've been digging it up and getting it away, burning it, and I've run across the reason I can't get rid of it. I have one as big as my middle finger that's down there more than 12 inches deep in the ground in the red mud. Mm. Well, it's not muddy, but anyways, it's red soil, hard soil.
Yes, ma'am.
So, you wouldn't have a phone number that I could call State to get talk to him and get some information, would you?
No, ma'am. I don't think so, but you can try the Cooperative Extension Service, and they might be able, one of the master gardeners might be able to help you. Are you in Wake County?
Oh, yes. Do you know when you come to Marshall at the Senior Citizen Center?
I don't know if we have anything scheduled so far for.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, I live 3/4 of a mile from there. If I,
well, I am sorry that you
had to come down there.
there are so many interesting people there. That is a wonderful place, and I hope we're back there, and I hope that we can meet you. And,
well, Audrey and Pat are my best friends.
Oh, whoa, okay. How about that? Well, that's wonderful. So what are your favorite tomato varieties, Peggy?
I'm not picky.
Oh, you're not Peggy.
I have tried a whole lot of different ones. And my granddaughter is a school teacher down near the coast. And they sell plants early. And whatever they have, I help them out and buy my tomato plants from them.
I thought you were Peggy. What is your name?
Peggy.
Oh, you are Peggy. I thought you said you weren't Peggy. I don't. Peggy's not picky.
I wasn't picky.
Oh, okay. Well, you have to understand that Gerald Adams just texted me and says, Peggy, who's not picky, plant French marigolds, and it looks like he is and castor beans.
Okay.
Now, don't you take a dose of those? But
why not?
Why? Did your mama give you some? The castor beans would kill you. But
when we got to the place, we wouldn't behave. We had to take castor oil.
Oh my gosh, boy, that was a punishment, wasn't it?
It was.
And
from then on, too.
So Gerald is typing out something else here. How about that? Plant French marigolds and castor beans. So maybe that will help your problem. And Gerald knows his tomatoes. So,
okay.
So put that on your list for this year. And thank you so much. Yes, ma'am. Appreciate you being a part of the show.
Okay.
Part of the family. Bye bye. Thank you, Gerald. All right. Has everybody been fed?
You say Gerald?
Gerald.
Gerald and Cheryl.
Who's no kin to Cheryl? I'm glad everybody is eating here. Isn't that nice?
I just had to have a chocolate chip cookie. Or half of it. They're as big as the moon.
Was that little boy who came by, was he satisfied he ate a snickerdoodle? What is a snickerdoodle? I've never had one before. Oh, okay.
They have snickerdoodles, though, and that's the cookie people.
I think he said that they brought snickerdoodles by.
I'm sure. They have a great variety of cookies down there and do a wonderful job. And here's Mr. Wayne with Cole's
Produce.
Wayne,
thank you very much. Thank you very much, Wayne.
He's bringing some of that old-fashioned candy.
We'll take some of the candy and chase it with these mealworms here.
There you go.
How about that? Oh, yeah, okay.
Yep. There's one they do that has caramel in it. I can't think of the name of it, but it is delicious.
I told Melissa she better hurry up and get out here before all the cookies are gone.
Yes, you better grab
that. Where are the chocolate chips? She would save a chocolate chip there, Phil. Give it to me.
Grab her that cinnamon bun so she can have one of those. I know she loves those.
No, I'm the one that likes cinnamon.
Well, there
stuff.
You go.
I like the loaf bread.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. The cinnamon, good stuff.
I don't think my grandsons are around this weekend. They'd if I tried to feed them that, they'd take my hand off. So, is that coffee or? Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Have some coffee. We just having a party out here this morning.
That's right. Everybody listening, just grab your jacket. Come on out. We've got a lot of good stuff here. Our vendors are open and ready to serve you. They've had a few snow days, and so they are ready to get some customers out and hopefully have a good weekend since the temperatures are warming up a little bit. It is. It's
no,
nice
it feels,
in the market
feels
shops.
Good, yeah.
Yes, and
all right, what's the address?
The actual address is 1201 Agriculture Street, and we are in Raleigh. And if you're traveling I-40, we're just off of exit 297, which is the Lake Wheeler Road exit.
And if you use GPS, that will work. That'll get you here by just putting in State Farmers Market, unless you are in Person County. Apparently it won't work there because I've tried it.
Just ask Shirley. Well, I call Sari, and my nephew says, Uncle Rufus, it is not Shirley, it's Sari.
That's not that grand no, nephew that we just talked to, Gunter.
No, Gunter.
He doesn't say that. But
no, he's a handsome fellow.
He is. He is well-trained.
Mm-hmm.
He's
oh, yeah.
a gentleman. He's mature for his age. And it was really great to meet your You're is he a nephew, really? Or
well, he's the son of my brother Paul.
Yeah,
he's
okay.
My nephew.
So he's grand.
I'm his Uncle Rufus.
Yeah, but he
and Gunner's Uncle Rufus.
Uncle, Uncle.
Double Uncle.
Cry Uncle. So, yeah, Monica, you haven't told us about some of the other vendors here. We've talked about. Excuse me.
You're fine.
I've had bronchitis this week, unbeknownst to me. It's a real country store.
It is. The market shops, that's kind of like what we think about is an old country store. When you come in, you can find the old-fashioned hoop cheese. You can find the Ash County cheeses, the cheese curds even, and the old-fashioned.
Cheese curds, Rufus.
Yes, that's why you saw me look at him. He loves them. They are good.
Great snacks.
They are the old-fashioned bottled drinks.
Where do you get those cheese
curds? The knee-highs.
Down here, Monica?
Uh-huh. They have some here. Unless they've sold out, they typically have them over here at Bo's Place.
Yeah.
And then we have all kinds of barbecue sauces and other North Carolina products, cookies and jams, jellies. The list just goes on and on as far as all the different types of preserves and jellies and canned items you can find. Local seafood is another wonderful place that you can come and shop. They're bringing in fresh seafood from the coast every week. We have different vendors that are selling meats that are locally produced. We also have some folks with their specialty hot sauces and different types of gift items. I know the Hammock Company visited us and told us a little bit about what they have, but there's so many other vendors in here. There's they have different gift items. Bird houses that are custom made, there's flags for the garden, and just so much more. When you're in the market shops, you've got to always stop by 321 Coffee. That might be a first stop today to grab a cup of coffee to walk around with.
Oh, yeah.
And down in our farmers area, we've got lots of folks down there today as well. Got some specialty vendors here this weekend with some of their crafts and specialty foods, as well as all of our farmers with the sweet potatoes, apples, greens. The tunnel-grown strawberries should be down there, and just so much more. Seafood restaurant, our State Farmers Market restaurant, and the Hunta Pork Center, they're up and running today. So come out, shop the market, and support all of our local folks.
All right, we're going to take a little break here and be back. We're always breaking.
Yes.
You know, it's all the traffic out here.
Great. Good, thank you.
And, you know, when you're dealing with a vehicle of any kind, there are all kinds of problems that you would encounter at some point, especially in really cold weather like this. Now, cold weather is tough on a battery, but it's even worse during the summer. That's what really affects, that heat really affects the battery. That's just kind of a basic part of any automobile, and more so for a hybrid, which has large batteries in it. So when you are needing service,
if you want to possibly prevent
some of these maladies, please go to King's Auto Service. They're located in downtown Raleigh, and they can check the battery to make sure that it's going to give you some good service for a while. If not, they'll replace it. And it's a good idea to keep an eye on that. Your hoses, make sure, you know, I hope for goodness sake that you made sure that antifreeze was in good shape. In the coolant for the summer. It's always good to get that and the belts and hoses checked. The brakes, the tires, they can give your car a once over and maybe discover problems before they act up on you. And that'll, in the long run, save you some money and all the anxiety of breaking down. So check with King's Auto Service. If you have a hybrid vehicle, they have certified hybrid technicians at King's that can diagnose, give you available options for a high-voltage battery pack replacement if you ever need that. And, you know, those battery packs will go for a long, long time, give you a lot of service, but if you need one, they can get you one, probably cheaper than the dealer might be able to. So schedule a courtesy battery analysis and, you know, get an oil change, all of that at King's Auto Service. Easy to find at 1039 West Street in downtown Raleigh. We'll be back.